The following audio is from Life Connection Church. We exist to glorify God through transformed lives by the power of the gospel. For more information about Life Connection Church, visit www.lifeconnectionkc.org.
Good morning. Our scripture reading this morning is Colossians chapter 4, verses 2 through 6. If you have one of the Bibles from the back of the pew, you can follow along on page 985. Continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. At the same time, pray also for us, that God may open to us a door for the word, to declare the mystery of Christ, on account of which I am in prison, that I may make it clear, which is how I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom toward outsiders, making the best use of the time. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person. This is God's word.
Well, good morning again. Welcome to Life Connection. My name is Jason. I'm one of the pastors. Grateful you're with us as we close out a year and look ahead to the new year. Just have a few thoughts for us as we head into the new year. We are heading into our 16th year as a church, and as we hear murmurs and maybe louder than murmurs going on this morning, it's a reminder, like we had three children involved in this church. They were mine. And now this is where we're at. As we head into a new year, I'm just reminded of the significance of longevity in ministry. Like what might the Lord do over the course of time? Not just in a generation, but in multiple generations. Like how might the Lord use his people who plant deep roots in a community for the gospel's sake? How might the Lord use them, use that church to have an impact, not only in the generation that is here now, but in the ones that are to come? That has been a deeply held conviction of mine for more than 20 years. Like the Lord leads and directs however he does, but I'm convinced that more of us need to think about a longevity of life and ministry. We don't live in that kind of culture, that kind of society anymore. People move from place to place, from job to job, and we need to follow the Lord's leading however he may. But might it be that the Lord would use us over the longevity of time to help future generations come to know the Lord, grow up in him, that they might do the same for others? That's what I want us to think about as we head into this new year, to think about what it might look like for us to live as a faithful witness before a watching world. What might it look like for us to be reinvigorated and refreshed in our attempts at evangelism and discipleship, from helping people become introduced to Jesus, finding their life in him, helping people grow up in Christ in significant and real, tangible ways? What could it look like for us to be those kinds of people? Well, Colossians chapter 4 helps us catch a vision of what it might look like for us to walk as a faithful witness into the coming year. And this is really a good way for us to conclude our year. Every holiday Sunday throughout this year, we have focused on global mission. And now we are sort of coming full circle, just like the Apostle Paul does in Colossians chapter 4. He starts in chapter 1 by giving this worldwide vision of gospel advance, and now in chapter 4 he brings it closer to home. And so that's what we want to do. We've been thinking about how the Lord wants to use us and work through his people around the globe, but now we want to think about what might it look like for us to live as a faithful witness in this community, in this city, in the coming year. We want to live as a faithful witness in 2024. So just three quick observations from the text to help us think on this as we head into the new year. A faithful witness walks in dependent relationship with the Lord. Verses 2 through 4. Continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. At the same time, pray also for us, that God may open a door to us for the word, to declare the mystery of Christ, on account of which I am in prison, that I may make it clear, which is how I ought to speak. The Apostle Paul assumes that those who are followers of Jesus have a deep, vital relationship with him. I mean, that's what he's assuming when he calls us to pray. Prayer is simply a conversational relationship with the Lord. And so he calls us to pray because he wants us to remember that we need to walk in dependency with the Lord. that in order to be a faithful witness in our workplace, in our neighborhood, in our classrooms, on our campus, that's never going to happen unless we are walking dependently with the Lord. Because we can't give what the Lord hasn't invested in us. Like, we need to be refreshed and replenished. We need to have this vitality of a depth of relationship with the Lord that spills out from us. That's the only way that we're going to sustain any kind of faithful witness. We need that kind of refreshment. And in that, then, prayer is central to the Christian life. Prayer is at the heart of what it looks like for us to walk in dependent relationship with the Lord. And so he says, always pray and never give up. Continue steadfastly. There should be an expectancy about us as we pray, because we are asking the Lord to do his sovereign work in our lives and in the lives of others. We need to be the kinds of people who are walking with the Lord in thanksgiving, that we would rely upon him, reflect upon what he's done in our lives over this past year, that we might live thankfully. And he says then to pray for gospel advancement, that we would pray that there would be a door of opportunity open to the Apostle Paul. It's a reminder to us that we need that same kind of work from the Lord in our own day. We need the Lord to work to open up doors of opportunity for the gospel word, that we might speak that gospel word clearly, with great clarity. That's the invitation to us as we enter into this coming year, to pray for the Lord to work in great and tremendous ways through his gospel word. Secondly, a faithful witness walks wisely with those who are far from the Lord. Verse 5, walk in wisdom toward outsiders, making the best use of your time. This assumes that all of us who call on Jesus as our Lord and Savior are called to gospel ministry and mission. Every single one of us. If you walk with Jesus, then this is the invitation to you. To live as his ambassador. What God has done in you, he wants to do through you. That's what the Apostle Paul is reminding us. And so we need to be the kinds of people who live wisely with outsiders. Those who are looking in, wondering about this faith that we claim, wondering about this Savior that we have. We need to walk wisely toward those who are outsiders. We need to have wisdom from God that we could live in light of these gospel realities, that we would make the most of our time. One commentator says that idea is like grabbing up bargains from the clearance aisle. Like, we need to be people who are snapping up a bargain when we see it in front of us, who are looking for opportunities. I love deals. I don't know how you look at it. It's like been good or bad that they closed down the exit to I-70, because now I have to go home a different route, and I always go by Cargo Largo, because you never know what you're going to find there. And granted, it's not as good now. It's like clean. It's not grimy. There aren't gnats flying around in the food area. It's not as good. I get that. But you can still find deals. And we need to be those kinds of people who are snapping up opportunities that come to us in this coming year. We need to look for opportunities for ministry and mission in the coming year, both as individuals, but also as a church. What might it look like for us to live as these kinds of people? What we need to remember is that the Lord wants to use the person sitting in your seat to have an impact in our city. We want to live as a faithful witness in the upcoming year. So we need to live dependently on the Lord. We need to walk wisely with others. A faithful witness walks in gospel ministry and mission. That's the final thing that the Apostle Paul points us to. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person. The gospel message is paramount to our ministry. It is through the gospel message that men and women come to know Jesus. It is only through that gospel word. There is no other name under heaven by which men and women, boys and girls are to be saved. And so the gospel message is paramount, and we know that to be so because if you know Jesus, it was paramount in you coming to know him. Apart from the gospel word, we cannot know him. It is the power of God to save, the Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 1. And so how we communicate that gospel matters. We need to be a gracious voice in our neighborhoods, in our cities, in our workplaces, in our classrooms, in our schools. Like, we need to be a gracious voice in our city. We need to live in such a way that it raises questions about Jesus for the good, that people would wonder about the faith that you hold to. We need to live a life, one person has said, that can't be ignored. We need to respond to others in loving respect. I mean, this is the way that people responded to us, if you know Jesus. There was someone or someones who were gracious and kind to you in speaking the gospel word. And now the Lord wants to do that work through you for the sake of others. And so that's what it's going to look like for us to live as a faithful witness in this coming year. We need to be the kinds of people who walk in dependent relationship with Jesus. We need to spend time with him by his word. This is a great opportunity, a great moment in our year to think about, how am I going to structure my life this coming new year, starting tomorrow, that I might spend regular time with the Lord in his word, that I could grow in a communion with him. We need to live this life together. We need to think about the opportunities that we have to live in gospel community. We aren't intended to live as a faithful witness on our own, but together. And so those groups that Carson highlighted, we need to think seriously about our engagement with others in this local church. And so we have this opportunity to step into an environment this coming year that would help us grow up in Jesus with one another. And so maybe you need to sign up for that class. You need to sign up for the men's and women's Bible study. You need to re-up your commitment to your gospel community. Whatever it might be, we need to see the opportunity and need for us to walk together to live this out. And we need to be the kinds of people then who are praying for one another, praying that we could grow in these kinds of ways. Think about people who are in your gospel community or your small group or your class. How can you be praying for those individuals that they could grow up in Christ in real and significant ways, that we might live as a faithful witness in gospel ministry and mission? We need to look for opportunities for ministry. We need to step into some things maybe this year that will be mildly uncomfortable. It's easier to rest in what's familiar and what's comfortable than it is to step out and put ourselves out there in ministry and mission. But maybe this year, that's the step that we need to take. And so to help us be reminded of those realities and the significance of the gospel word, we take part in the Lord's Supper every week. We do so because we need to be reminded of the significance and the power of this gospel word. That it's because of Jesus' life, death, resurrection, and ascension that we can know him, that we can enter into his family. It's through this gospel word that God sustains us as his people. It's through this gospel word that God saves men, women, boys, and girls to know him and to live for him. And so if you know Jesus, we want to invite you to come and take part in the Lord's Supper. To take a piece of bread, to take the cup of juice, and to remember Jesus' body broken and his blood shed for you and for me, that we might know him, that we might be able to live this coming year as a faithful witness. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you have spoken to us by it, that we can know you by your word. That in your kindness and grace, you have revealed yourself to us. You have made yourself known. We don't have to try to figure these things out on our own. We don't have to be people who are fumbling around in the dark trying to make sense of it all. But rather, you have spoken to us. You have revealed yourself to us. And so help us in these moments to experience something of your grace and kindness in a fresh way. Help us remember that is your gospel word that sustains us as your people. That we can't live as a faithful witness if we aren't walking with you in a depth of communion. And so we need that vital relationship with you in this coming year. Remind us of that reality as we come forward and we take part in the Lord's Supper. Remind us that it is your gospel word that saves. That is only because of what you have done in and through Jesus. And then through this message that is presented to a watching world by your witnesses, that men, women, boys, and girls can come to know you. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.